right, Justin Cooper, not a bad day for you. Maybe not where you want to be on the box is kind of your thing, but good second moto. And how was that stagger start?
It was wild. I've never seen anything like that. I really thought we were going to do a whole like restart.
They changed it for the Deegs thing. Remember Deegs, Buds Creek? So they said that's kind of screwed. So this is the first time it's ever happened.
No, I'm good with it because I won that moto.
That's right.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, kind of makes sense. I thought we were going to like line up like we do in Supercross, like down the start, but I didn't mind it. It was, I think it was fair.
And Stalling doesn't trip when he's walking across.
And I definitely didn't want to do 30 plus two, like full restart after like redlining it for the first four or five laps. So I think it was good.
So your day overall, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was solid. Yeah. Coming off last week, and I took a big hit, and my whole left side of my body is really sore. So I didn't ride it all this week, and kind of got some hand cramps going through the second moto. Like hitting those bumps, like my hands were locked to the grips by the end of the moto. But kind of was in like a three-man battle with RJ and Hunter, and was trying hard. Those guys out front were going so fast today. So this track is definitely one that you gotta kind of let it hang out at, and you gotta be off the brakes, and you gotta carry your momentum a lot. So track's definitely tough with how slippery it is, the shadows and all that. And
so you're not a fan, really. Some guys love it, but
it's cool. Like I've always gotten good starts here on the 250.
Right.
It's really fun when you get a good start.
Yes.
The roost is very painful here, so I'm a fan of it. It's not my favorite, but it's not my it's not my least favorite by any means. So. Yeah, it was a good day. Get through it, and definitely need this time off. I'm definitely tired and beat up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the crash last week. So no riding this week and still sore?
Yeah, still sore. Just honestly didn't know how I was going to go.
So did you surprise yourself in the first moto then, like last week?
Yeah, definitely, okay. Yeah. I thought it was going to go way worse, and I fell apart after the first moto.
Okay.
I shouldn't have even been out there moto two.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just waving people by, and I felt like absolute dog crap, so.
It's weird. It would hit you so hard for Moto 2, but yet Moto 1, you know.
Yeah. I had some weird stuff going on. I was shivering on the line, and it was not great. Yeah. So,
I was talking to a team manager earlier today, and they're like, look, man, Justin Cooper's the only guy who's done every goddamn race. Like, there's a problem. We have too many races, all of that. They're beat up. And then they mentioned, like, he's only in half of a shape from the crash at Millville. Like, fuck, man, it's a long season.
Yeah, it's not good. There's something wrong with the schedule we got. I don't know if it's going to change, but
it's not.
Yeah, it is what it is. And, I mean, it's every year. Like, no one does the full series. It's just, like, it's sad. And I feel like, I'm the points leader because I've made it to all the events, and that's not how it should be, you know?
Yeah. So I was so surprised when they added races because I've been hearing for 10 years about there's too many races, and then all of a sudden we have two. I know the money's good for you guys, but, I mean, still, like, what is it, right? Back to SMX. I don't know if you're paying attention, but this points gap that you're going to probably have, knock on wood, it's come into play, like, in the last 2 years in SMX. So how important is that to you? Do you even know about that kind of stuff? Do you care that much?
The way I look at it for SMX is, like, Vegas pays so many points. It's going to help, and it's awesome. These guys are going really fast. I still need to beat them in the races. So it's a good start. Definitely helps me out. But, you know, I'm not getting too carried away with being the number one seed. It's still going to – you know, I still got to go out there and put in the results. So it's definitely cool, though, to be leading it.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Justin.